before the business of the nation was so abruptly halted this past week, Daniel Pinkwater and I had planned to spend some time talking about a children's book. That book is called Parkbeat, and this reflective rhyme about the changing of the seasons and the passage of time still seems appropriate to talk about now. After all, parks can be a welcome respite, and we might be able to use a few minutes of respite right now. Daniel Pinkwater joins us from the studios of Aurora Communications in Poughkeepsie, New York. Daniel, thank you for being with us this week.
Scott, it's good to be with you.
The book you've brought us is Parkbeat, Rhyming Through the Seasons. It's by Jonathan London.
Yes, and fabulously illustrated by Woodley Marks Hubbard. You know, Scott, I've been, like everybody else, I've been glued to the TV screen, mm-hmm. too much so. And at a certain point, overload starts to set in.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, I want to mention that a publisher sent me a list of appropriate books for this time, when your parakeet dies and how to deal with terrible things. And somehow or other, I'm sure they do some good, but what worked for me was watching SpongeBob SquarePants for half an hour and letting my brain cool.
Yeah.
And it occurs to me that kids can take a lot less of the awful stuff, even than we can. And maybe something that doesn't directly talk about any of these topics might be a good thing. So that's why I sort of wanted to stay with the book that we had in hand anyway.
Sure. I think that's a good idea. Why don't we read it then?
Let's read it. Do you want to start?
Yeah, please. And we open on a park scene with a beautiful kind of blue turquoise little stream or river running through it, and then technicolor leaves, if you please, with the season. And then, well, let me just begin by reading the text. Dogs yapping and geese flapping, fish jumping and apples thumping,
squirrels blathering and nut gathering,
gardeners reaping and corn stalks heaping, branches rattling and fires crackling,
pumpkins grinning and spiders spinning, wind howling and goblins prowling. And here we have Halloween's coming on. They're stacking up the pumpkins. There's a breeze in the leaves. And Scott, you respond to parks, don't you?
I do. I'm a city kid. That's what I know of nature.
Lincoln Park in Chicago.
Exactly.
Me too. You know, Scott, I live in the country.
Yes.
And every morning I get up and I get in the car, I take my dog, mm-hmm. and we drive through the beautiful fields and forests to a park I know where we take our walk.
Yeah.
Parks are good. That's where you take your exercise. Pumpkins grinning and spiders spinning, wind howling and goblins prowling.
Pies baking and papa's raking.
Leaves falling and mama's calling. And here, it's the apotheosis of fall. There are pumpkin pies flying through the sky. And,
yeah.
It's you have to see these drawings. They're totally joyous.
And the story goes, I'm running and flying. Wee, crash. And now I'm lying in a pile of leaves.
Rapping and tapping and finger snapping on a walk through fall. And, you know, I'm looking at these leaves, and they're more than all the colors of fall. They're all the colors there are. And I recall, as a teacher of art to kids, they always paint snow in all the colors.
Yeah.
And I knew enough to know that they might be seeing things I couldn't see because I was seeing snow as white. When there was light behind it, the snow looks black on white. But where do the... And then, of course, when the snow has stopped falling and the sun hits it, it makes little prisms, and there you see all the colors. So you see colors differently when you're a kid. And this artist is seeing the colors of leaves going beyond the colors of leaves, but maybe they're really there, and she's showing them to us as a kid might see them.
And then you turn the page, and we are in a winter scene. Breath steaming and icicles gleaming, scarves blowing and candles glowing.
Mittens missing and skaters kissing.
Sleigh bells jingling and fingers tingling, sleds sliding and some colliding.
Kids shaking and angel making.
Papa's plowing and dogs bow wowing.
Snow's falling and mama's calling.
Snowballs flying, zing, oof, and now I'm lying in a pile of snow.
Rapping and tapping and finger snapping on a walk through winter.
Then you turn the page and the world is blooming.
Yes, it is.
Birds chirpin' and frogs burpin', creeks flowin' and flowers growin'.
Crickets bouncin' and kittens pouncin', gardeners putterin' and butterflies flutterin'.
Clouds bloomin' and storms loomin'.
Rain's fallin' and mama's callin'.
I'm slippin' and slidin', oops, yikes, and now I'm glidin' in a puddle of mud.
Rappin' and tappin' and finger snappin' on a walk through spring.
Ducks cruisin' and turtles snoozin', flickers drummin' and honeybees hummin'.
Kids berry pickin' and ice cream lickin', and of course you know we're in summer now.
Yeah. Ball players sweatin' and hot sun settin', sprinklers sprinklin' and wind chimes tinklin'.
Hot dogs roastin' and skaters coastin'.
Papa's loungin' and dogs scroungin'.
Night's fallin' and mama's callin'.
Fireflies flashin', wee, smack, and now I'm splashin' in our backyard pool, rappin' and tappin' and finger snappin' on a walk through summer.
Through the seasons. Mama's callin' in every quarter.
Yeah. The book is comforting in a way that I think maybe we didn't quite realize when we planned to talk about it.
As a matter of fact, books are comforting, and one of the things that art can do is be an anodyne. And just as I was, will be forever grateful to the producers of SpongeBob SquarePants, I'm even more grateful to Jonathan London, the author, and Woodley Marks Hubbard, the brilliant illustrator of Parkbeat.
Daniel, thank you. It's been fun reading this with you.
Thank you, Scott.
Daniel Pinkwater, and the book is called Parkbeat, Rhymin' Through the Seasons by Jonathan London, illustrated by Woodley Marks Hubbard, and published by HarperCollins. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many books for children and adults, and he joined us from Poughkeepsie, New York this week.